Good morning, Arovia. Today is Thursday, 13th of October, and right now it's cloudy with 26 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for today is overcast with temperature range from low 26 to high 30 degrees Celsius and humid. Winds from northeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour, shifting to east-southeast in the afternoon. We can expect overcast in the evening, then mostly cloudy with winds from south-southeast at 5 kilometers per hour. And here's Reno and Vazu updating us on L'Avenir de Roroville.
For interview about L'Avenir, what's up? Last update about L'Avenir for next week, this week. You have something this week to speak about?
Oh, I think we're going to continue with our Wednesday open. Every 2 weeks we have an open house. Last Wednesday nobody showed up because it was a holiday, but we will definitely continue doing that.
This Wednesday on 19 you will hold open
house. Yeah, and we will do it every second Wednesday.
Despite the elections.
It's every second Wednesday of the month, and I don't have a very good calendar in my mind. The two things I'd like to mention is by December 2011, we should be finished with the bioregional plan, and by March 2012, our five-year plan should be complete and presented, and there should be interaction with the community by then before that, yeah.
This is one. The second one, I saw that Jacqueline is back. For some months?
Absolutely, she's back. I have no idea what she's doing, but she seems busy.
Okay. And there is also something, Rolf came back also.
And there was a discussion of removing him from the development group and putting him in the planning group, which I think really definitely has been shortchanged since Lata has left. We're already one member short. Pierre is not very well. So we're definitely lacking help in the planning department. And we've also asked for a greater membership presence in the office because a lack of team spirit is felt when members do not participate actively in the office. About Jacqueline, I have no idea what she's busy.
She's talking about the cultural zone
very
development.
Very good.
We hope to work more and more about the cultural zone development. It will be the next topic of the next week. What's up in the cultural zone?
In Pitanga tomorrow at 7 p.m., a visiting artist, Nicole Martin from New Caledonia, will give a classical music piano recital with title Bienvenue, Auroville. It seems that October is not an exception in celebrating one or another World Day. So the 15th of October is a day of global change, and World Food Day is on October 16. For the first suggestion are still welcome, especially from students, and when it comes to the other, Murray wrote that it was proclaimed in 1979 by the Conference of the Food and Agriculture Organization. The aim of the day is to heighten public awareness of the world food problems and strengthen solidarity in the struggle against hunger, malnutrition and poverty. It is also a day to remember the importance of health, sustainable and earth-friendly living. The theme for this year is Food Prices, From Crisis to Stability. And in Auroville, our intrepid farmers, food processing units and our amazing health food cooks are devoting every day to make healthy, nutritious and well-balanced food available to our community. And this is the day to honor them. ACT will not be operating any bus service on Wednesday, October 19, due to the local body elections, and there will be also not the Monday morning 9 a.m. trip by the school bus on the same day due to the panchayat election by Sire Towns Transport Service. The Auroville Ultimate Frisbee team came third in this 2011 Chennai Heat tournament on 7th, 8th and 9th of October, which hosted 15 teams from all over the India. Chennai Heat is one of the toughest tournaments, the only one in India played on the beach. This year, Auroville Ultimate Spinergy begins its third year of Ultimate Frisbee, going from being one of the lowest-ranking teams to one of the best in India. Their team has even been specially invited to participate in the first international tournament in Delhi on the 5th and 6th of November. The Tibetan Doctor will be at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture on Saturday, 22nd of October. For appointment, you can call Kalzang on 262-2401. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can have a chance to see again an interesting film for the next seven generations about 13 indigenous grandmothers weaving a world that works. And on Sunday at 3 p.m., children's film Another Brother Mark's Comedy, Animal Crackers, and at Cine Club at 8 p.m., Lyndon by Stanley Kubrick. Visitor Center is continuing with screening films, and tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see Water for Elephants, and on Saturday, science fiction Transformers Dark of the Moon, made in 2011. My Lord, every day, in all circumstances, let me repeat with the full sincerity of my heart, may thy will be done and not mine. The Mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rlradio.org.